driving around Ann Arbor, it's taking on a distinctively artistic flair thanks to the work of our guest here today, along with Destination Ann Arbor, formerly known as the Ann Arbor Visitor and Conventions Bureau. And we welcome in Chad Wiebesek. He is the Vice President of Integrated Marketing and Communications for Destination Ann Arbor. The artist is Mary Thiefels, founder of Tree Town Murals. Great to have both of you back with us.
Hello.
Hi, Lucy.
This is a concerted effort to do more art in Ann Arbor that Destination Ann Arbor has taken on. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, we are looking at partnering with local artists like Mary and more to come to celebrate all the art and creativity that's happening in the Ann Arbor area. So, you know, we really wanted to make beautiful art and inspire residents and visitors to come check it out.
If you want to see Mary's work up close and personal, we always recommend going to Malik's Service Station, because at Malik's, who's one of our sponsors here on our show, you do the murals on the beautiful front there, and it takes on a whole new look. It's amazing to see. I love the one you have up now with the motorcycle and kind of an old look to it.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun with Malik's. So the brush monkeys, we make our way around the windowscapes of Ann Arbor.
Did you coin that term, by the way?
I have to give John Copley credit for that one, for sure. He's one of our senseis, our El Jefe of the art movement that we've started.
That's great.
Hey, Mary, can I offer just a suggestion for next year when you change it? Put Alan's dogs there by the
Beagles.
Yeah.
Maybe they could be driving the truck or something like that.
For sure.
How do you come up with your ideas?
Well, we have an artist crew. We all kind of collaborate on our imagery and designs. I mean, we first kind of check out the storefront. We collaborate with the business owners, but then we like to take our own kind of whimsical curve to it and just play, you know.
It's one thing to do a storefront.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But you're also doing huge murals on big sides of buildings. I can't even imagine what it's like to get up there and do that.
You just kind of have to tell yourself that's what you're doing today, is getting up on this lift.
And you cannot be afraid of heights, right?
You don't even think about heights. You're just like, this is my mission. This is what we're doing.
That aside, though, it's just such a grand scale. How do you know where to put the brush stroke?
I mean, that's a great question. we do a lot of planning. You know, a lot of what we do on the wall starts in the design studio. And that's where it takes a lot of skill and expertise to really kind of draft what the outcome of that project is going to be. So it's the behind the scenes takes a lot of effort, a lot of skill, a lot of ingenuity, so that you can transfer something as intricate and detailed as that onto a large surface.
Are you plotting it out like you would a graphically, you know, numbering each section? I mean, how?
Sure. Yeah. So that's one way. But for these bigger murals, if we can, we like to use a projector and really just like beam the image onto the wall.
Oh.
Which allows for more precise layout of the of the design.
And then you're following the projection that you have on there.
Yep. Then we trace and then fill with color. You know, so all of our colors are custom made based on the design that we're working on, and then we're kind of filling areas, and you go section by section. I mean, it really kind of, you have to kind of work your way down like a snail or a printer, you know, just going slow.
And how many have you done now of these large scale format murals around town?
There's a few under our belt at this point. I definitely, the one on the backside of Courthouse Condos is the most massive, but McKinley Properties and down by Knights on Liberty. And then recently the removed Veterans Portraits. That was another piece that was up for a number of years on Liberty as well.
When it's removed, what happens?
Well, right now I have the portraits. A lot of them have been returned to the soldiers that participated in the project. It just depends. That mural was painted on panel, so we were able to take it down. There was a lot of destruction happening because of the trucks backing into that alley were actually ruining the mural.
Wow.
So we got to a point where we had to kind of make a decision.
And is that the only one that you could actually take down? Are the rest all painted onto the buildings?
Yes. The rest are painted onto the buildings.
And so those you couldn't preserve. The idea is they'd be up forever, right?
Well, there's no forever in murals. We're at the mercy of wind, water, and sun, you know, and just materials that decay, decompose over time. But there's a lot you can do to increase the longevity of a mural project, for sure.
All right, we'll talk more about that in a moment. Destination Ann Arbor, what's your involvement with making this happen in Ann Arbor?
Well, we were very, very fortunate. I mean, it took a year in the making, you know, from beginning, middle to end. So we were fortunate to have partnered with Mary and her husband, Danielle, and very, very fortunate to partner with Wickfield Properties. Mm-hmm. This is Wickfield's second mural that mm-hmm. they've done. The first one was Detroit Street Filling Station. So it was just a win-win-win all the way around. And I am in awe. I am in complete awe of the true talent that Mary and Daniel have, to have worked with them on this project for a year and to have seen the concept, a design printed out on paper, 8.5 mm-hmm. Inch sheet of paper, to see that get transformed in almost this magical, hardworking, laborious way to 10 stories tall was exceeded everything that I could have imagined. It was very interesting because you cannot be afraid of heights. And you went through, Mary, some training or certification to get trained in how to use this power equipment lift.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they started with the projector. They started from the bottom, tracing it to the top. But then it was interesting because when you actually painted it, you started from the top and worked your way down to the bottom. Yeah, it was reverse order.
So this is on the back of the courthouse square, which is the old Ann Arbor Inn for longtime Ann Arborites. You'll mm-hmm. remember that. So it's on the back end of the building. Is that right?
Yeah. So it's on that would be the west facing wall.
Okay.
Visible from the intersection of Main and Huron. Really nice.
And what is the design?
So the design is embellishing a phrase, challenge everything, create anything. And so we were really tasked with being able to interpret that from our vantage point as artists. And we went through a number of different design adaptations until we arrived at this one. There were a lot of people at the table, so to speak, kind of fine-tuning what gift we wanted to give Ann Arbor and what we wanted to interpret. And so Daniel and I really wanted to ignite creativity. And so we have a small figure at the bottom of the mural that could represent anybody, you know, anybody with an idea, anybody with a passion, anybody with, you know, something that drives them forward. And so the design is a collection of symbols and images and places and things that celebrate Ann Arbor, but also celebrate kind of the foundation of what it takes to really push yourself forward and have an idea or be courageous or playful in a way that might make you stand out. So it's...
There's a wonderful YouTube video on the Destination Ann Arbor YouTube site that people can look up that shows you doing this. Even takes us up to the top, and I can't watch that part of it. But the design itself, it is so creative and beautiful. It almost looks like a graphic novel or something you'd see in a comic. But the way it comes up, it's almost like a tornado, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's like a splash, a splash.
It is. Yeah. Very beautiful, very colorful.
Thank you.
Why is it important to Destination Ann Arbor that we have this kind of artwork, Chad, in our town? And what does this do to draw visitors?
Well, Ann Arbor is unique, and we needed a unique mural for Ann Arbor. Ann Arbor is a place where the uncommon is common. And a mural like this inspires residents, inspires people to want to come and visit and check it out. And also, our local art community is, we're using them as the voice of our destination. And so we have a video of Mary and her husband. Mm-hmm. It's a making of the mural video that's on our YouTube page, but we have another video. And it's a video. We're creating a series of mini documentary series where all the artists that we're partnering with and commissioning them to make art, we're spending a day in the life of the artist or the weekend in the life of the artist. And we're hanging out with them, seeing what they like to do, where they like to shop, where they like to eat, where they like to visit, what inspires them. And so the video documentary series really connects with people that don't live here, that may want to come here and live, work, play, visit.
And there are other towns across the nation that do this on a regular basis. It was kind of interesting that Ann Arbor has embraced this now in a big way, but I would have thought we would have been more on the forefront of it. It seems very Ann Arbor-ish to me to do this kind of work. Has it been a struggle to get people to embrace these kinds of murals, Mary?
Personally, I feel really supported by the community that I've developed this company in and, you know, and been able to bring other artists in on. So really saying yes to a lot of different kinds of creative mm-hmm. projects, I think, has allowed for a unique ability for us to kind of share our talents in a broad way. Murals across the nation and even across the globe are really seeing kind of an insurgence of popularity. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic way to express for all people to express themselves, for everyone to experience, mm-hmm. right? It's kind of taking art out of the gallery setting, out of the museum.
Because everyone talks about it. They see it while they're driving, walking, and they have a discussion about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I think it is opening up a lot of conversation. And really, you're not supposed to like everything you see, right? So it kind of challenges you to think about what it is, what inspires me about this, or mm-hmm. what could change, or how does this make me feel? You know, so mm-hmm. we're kind of tapping in and reclaiming ourselves, right? It's allowing us to unplug a little bit.
Right. Before your company, Tree Town Murals, started doing this kind of work, and you started what year, by the way?
2007 is when Tree Town Murals was founded.
Okay. No one else was really doing this here locally, though, were they?
In terms of public mural art?
Yeah.
Not so much. Yeah, we started with the underpasses, kind of claiming these neighborhood to city sort of spaces, and it's just grown mm-hmm. from there. But I'm definitely connecting with, you know, movements that are happening yeah. around the state and around the nation.
Chad mentioned your husband. You married, what, a couple years ago?
That's right, Daniel.
And you uh-huh. met because of your artwork?
Yes, yeah. We kind of cling to each other like magnets because of our creativity.
What is it like to work with him, especially so high up on those projects?
It's a lot of fun, and it's a really unique kind of friendship and partnership and relationship, and I don't think that this sort of design is for every married couple, but for some reason, that's what brought us together, and that's where we thrive.
How cool to be able to create art together.
It is. It really is. Yeah.
And his last name is?
Matanić.
Matanić. He's from Serbia originally.
That's right.
That's
yeah.
great. So nice to connect with you. We've had you in the studio in the past on various projects you worked on. And this latest one, is it in completion now? Is it done?
It is in completion.
Oh,
that's right.
What's your next project?
We're working with Google Ann Arbor right now. Oh. And we're finishing up a large-scale mural for them. And then really, the next exciting piece is the city of Dearborn has hired us to do a large-scale mural celebrating Arab American culture.
Oh.
So we're working on the designs for that right now, and that will be installed by the end of October, right before we start the holiday window
wow.
painting season.
You're busy.
Yeah, that's great. And Chad, what else is happening with Destination Ann Arbor?
Well, besides this mural and the art that we're working on, we are doing destination master planning. So it's a 10-year look-ahead project where we're working with local community stakeholders and residents. And we have a website, washna2030.org, and we're inviting residents to fill out a short survey and share their thoughts with us. What would they like to see more of in the Ann Arbor area? What would they like to see less of? What would they like to, you know, if they have any suggestions on what could continue to be done to make the Ann Arbor, Washtenaw County area a great place to live, work, play, and ultimately visit.
And the idea being that it would be underway by 2030?
Yeah, so this is a 10-year destination master plan. So over the course of this year to the next, you know, 10 years, what do we need?
Again, you can go to Washtenaw2030.org and weigh in on that.
Yep.
How interesting. Destination's master plan for our community here. And thank you for everything you do to attract people to Ann Arbor and this region. It really is phenomenal, the work that all of you do down there. Mary Kerr, your executive director, give her our best as well.
Will do. Thank you, Chad.
Chad Wiebesek, he is the vice president of integrated marketing and communications for Destination Ann Arbor. You can go to their website, destinationannarbor.org. Our thanks also to the incredibly talented Mary Thiefels. She's the founder of Treetown Murals, Michigan's award-winning mural company. And you can visit her site, treetownmurals.com. Better yet, get out and see her work. And the latest on the back of Courthouse Square in downtown Ann Arbor. And this is the Main Street Area Association report on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.